Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey.
Hello and welcome to the I Create Daily podcast, a movement for creators serious about their art. I'm Leora.
And I'm Devani.
Go ahead.
And today, this is a coffee break episode where we're going to talk about a quote or an idea that inspires us and hopefully inspires you too.
Yeah, these are our shorter in-between episodes. So join us in this conversation.
So today's quote is, what's today's quote?
Oh.
Sorry. I had it in my head before we started recording, but okay. As you are creating your art is creating you. Ooh. And I absolutely love this quote. So I should just start?
Yeah, start.
Okay, so I love this quote because it's a little bit similar to what we were talking about on our previous episode of do you find motivation or do you create motivation? It's like, do you create art or does art create you? What comes first? Because, and it's funny because it seems like such a simple quote, but then you start thinking about it and you're like, whoa, right? So for me, I think everybody's an artist. Just going to say that.
Of some kind, which means
some kind, you make something. And sometimes it's good. And I also think that we get really inspired by what we see. At least I do. And I never really knew being an artist was a thing until I started seeing other art. So
meaning
reading books.
No, you mean meaning a thing as in like a career? Or what do you mean?
A career, something that you do, something that you are. So, like, I didn't know, like, I've always been a creative person, but I never thought, okay, that's art. That's me being an artist. I just thought, I make things, I think of things. I never really thought, like, there was a title or a label around it until the older I got, the more it was called art, the more I kept hearing it being called art. So that being pictures, paintings, movies, books, all of that is art. And I think that we get equally influenced by what we see and influenced by what we make, and then it inspires us to make more things. So what you write, and a lot of times when we're in the flow, it's so easy to have ideas. Right. We'd write an article, like you've been this weekend, you've been working a lot on writing a sequence for our 90-day journal and a content sequence. And at first it was like this big project. It was kind of, you were kind of struggling through it. And then you reach this point where you're like, I've got it. I've got a sequence. I've got a flow. I know what I'm talking about. And I know what I'm doing. And I know how this project is going to move forward. And it's like the more you immersed into doing that, right, the more it created and built upon itself.
Right. It expanded to an ever bigger pictures, yeah, which is often what happens, but in general with ideas. And so, yeah, it's by immersion, that's a good example. And one of the things that came to mind first hearing the quote is one of the people that we've enjoyed tuning into from time to time over the years is Jason Silva. Mm-hmm. And he has one episode where he's talking about how, basically we create our civilization and then our civilization creates us. It's really intriguing and interesting because when you think about it, it's the same with our lives. Mm-hmm. And so like we create these, the homes that we create, the spaces and the environments that we create them because they suit us from the inside out. And then the more we live in them, the more we become them and they become us. So they are first a product of our creation, but then, and we begin to become so comfortable in those environments and those settings and those thoughts and those ways of doing and being that sometimes we end up, our existence ends up being a reflection of our own existence in a way. And so that's one of the reasons why reading other books, meeting other people, going to conferences, constantly being in a learner mode and introducing, precipitating information from people that we admire and follow in the outside world is important because it helps to keep open, you know, the curtains of our mind so that we don't get so wrapped up in our own way of seeing and doing, because in the end, we could easily create our own fog around ourselves. And anyone who's ever driven in fog knows that if you actually increase the high beam of the car, you see less well. It ends up reflecting that same light back upon, and so you don't see any better. And so it's sort of like at some point in our existence, if we keep spinning the cloud of our own life and not being open to learning and growth on a regular basis, then we could end up basically all the reflections and things that we see are the things that we created, and there's not the growth factor. And how that correlates with this art quote, which you can pull it up again just so we can repeat it again, make sure we're on track. As you are creating your artist is creating you. To me, art, I do not do painting, drawing kind of art. It's just not the skill that I've developed in this lifetime. I so admire those who do and can, but what it brings to mind, it's very similar with wordsmithing and creating the art with art with words. And that is, it's like as you're bringing from the inside out something that's never been there, and in order to see what's inside. It's like when you bring art out that you've never done before, bring words out that you've never done before, it's as if you're able to see part of your unconscious mind at work. And then in the seeing of that, you're able to build upon it and mold it a little better, like clay, as well as bring it out to the light of day, see how it interacts with the world around you and the world at large. And from that, you grow your art by the things that, so it's like a mix. It's like just all of us. We're a blend of all that we are from the inside out and the influence of our environment. And the same thing happens with our art.
Yeah, definitely. I've always wondered sort of, if you guys have answers or your own opinions and thoughts on this, please let us know. We'd love to sort of, some of these coffee breaks, we'd love to have a conversation with you guys too. So any input you have.
And also to, excuse me, will you remember your
fear? Yes. Okay.
Also to make sure that this is of interest to you guys, because we get to have these kind of conversations all the time anyway, and thoroughly enjoy them. And I think that we're probably not the only ones in the world who like geeking out on things and concepts like this. So, but if you do, please let us know.
Yeah, for sure. But one thing I was going to say is that when it's sort of this interesting thing happens, because art generally as the creator of whatever you're making, it's a very personal thing that you're doing, even if you fully intend to put it out into the world. So whether it's the end intent is this is going to go out into the world to other people, or your end intent is that it's going to stay with yourself, it's still a very personal process and experience. And as you're going through that process, you're learning more about yourself, your style, your beliefs, your, you know, maybe changes of opinions, whatever it is that you go through when you create something, is a personal experience. But something that I find interesting is when it then gets put out into the world, it's like you give life to something that's not yours anymore. And we actually watched a really interesting movie about the, what's his name? Christopher... I don't know what's his name.
What movie?
The Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie about his son and the author and his son.
Winnie the Pooh author. Oh, Christopher Robbins, of course.
Yes.
Christopher Robbins.
It's about A.A. Milne.
Milne is
A.A. Milne and Christopher Robbins. It's a beautiful movie.
So
A.A.
Milne
recommend.
Was the author, which is the father, Christopher Robbins.
Right. Yeah. And it's called Goodbye, Christopher Robin. Please, oh my gosh, please just watch it. Just, you know, go watch it. It's very well done and it's beautiful. But the story is so fascinating. It really talks about the journey of like putting something out into the world, not having any control over how it's received and how it develops its own life. And every single time it touches somebody else's life, it almost creates this new story from itself.
Oh, yeah.
And just from the fact of somebody else seeing it and attaching their own experience to it. And that is its own unique little world, that that one piece of art that you originally made created for somebody else. And so it's like, we create our art creates us, and then our art also creates the world around us in which we experience and we add to and build to.
And then it touches the world.
Yeah.
And then the world touches us from how the world is touched by it. That's such a good connection, Ivani, because with the Christopher, I don't want to like ruin.
No,
I don't want to ruin.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. So we'll see if I can say what I'm going to say without any spoilers. But sure. I mean, everybody knows the story. So it's a true story, and it was created because this father and son were having fun together, engaging in this imaginary world.
And trying to figure out who the other was.
Yeah, as they were discovering each other, and they came to discover each other through their creative process and creating these stories, which were originally created for the son, but when shared with the world, became so extraordinarily popular because of the era in particular. Mm-hmm. That was ripe for a story like that. And that was during World War II, the end of World War II, when there was, or in the middle and then end, when there was so much trauma going on around the world. And it was a story of hope, of family, of comfort, of familiar, of love, of
happiness
and beauty and nature. And it really changed lives. And so the author started getting like thousands of snail mail back before email.
Don't give away too much, though.
Yeah, I won't. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So
go watch it.
Okay, but we know that it became an incredibly popular book.
Yeah.
And so
it touched us because it came from such an authentic place of exploration, really. Because the Winnie the Pooh stories are about exploration. If you ever watched them or grew up with them, they're about, you know, a little group of stuffed animal friends exploring and figuring things out. And it was a time in the world, like you were saying, it was a very they were coming out of a very traumatic, depressing, dark time. And so people needed to be reminded of exploring.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for.
Right, exactly. And so the rest of what I was going to say about the concept is of touching people's lives. It's like, you never know what you put out into the world, you know, the spark that you light into the mind, you know, like the realm of mind of other people. You never know what might ignite and touch someone in ways that you never imagined. And so it's like from us, from our, you know, many artists and creatives feel like sometimes you're pouring our soul into our work. And so from my spark of soul to yours, or from yours to your audience, to your audience to be, or those that you, who are already following you and your work, you never know what spark might be lit in someone else. And so we just keep creating as creators.
Yeah.
And what was beautiful again about the concept is, again, they didn't even start out saying, well,
we're going to make this thing.
We're going to make this thing.
It's gonna be huge.
Exactly. We're not making this thing for the world. We're making it because of love.
You know,
this was made from love, for the love of the doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's a really good thing. It brings to mind just when you, it's sort of like what our destiny is essentially, and that is to bring consciousness to what we're doing and passion and love and creativity, and then to release it into the world to help make the world a better place. I don't mean to sound like pie in the sky, but you know, it really kind of does work that way.
Yeah. And it's not even really about what we create. It's about the process of making things.
Yeah.
And exploring things and figuring out, like, because I think that's why we're so drawn to art and story. It's something that's stuck around for ever. I don't know if there's been a beginning or end to it. It's just always been with us as humans. And I think the biggest part of it is it helps us learn and explore angles from a detached way, which is really interesting, because as artists, we're very attached to what we create. It literally comes from inside of us.
Right.
So it's, you know, there's
feels vulnerable putting it in the world.
But when you view art it just gives you this ability to forget and let go of things you think you know and to see something in a new way. And that's kind of the point, right? It's mm-hmm. not about being so rigid in who we are. It's about allowing other things to impact us in a way that helps us become better.
Yeah. And I think what I like about that too is the concept of create, just create, create daily, do your work, make it into whatever you envision it is to be and can be, and then move on to continue making the next thing, and just keep creating, because your creations will continue to grow and evolve from the foundation of each mm-hmm. other, and grow into more than you could ever imagine. Don't worry too much about making and then going and seeing how it's being received and how, you know, whether it's gotten enough likes or even,
yeah.
I know that as just practically, authors, for instance, need reviews, and product developers and creators and e-com sellers need reviews in order to sell more products on Amazon, to sell more books. But at the same time, we can't be crippled by that. We also need to, in a way, turn that over to those who can get that for us and then just do the work of creating and trust in that process. There is that place where you need feedback. You need to listen, to feedback so that you get a sense of, back to what we talked about earlier, of not being in your cocoon, and just shining your light on your own fog. But then you can listen to it and grow from it, but you can't let it define what you bring out into the world.
Because that's really interesting because I know Brené Brown talks about this a lot and Elizabeth Gilbert and other artists talk about this a lot, but there's this really fine line of being open to input and having it cripple what you make. Mm-hmm. So that it's not, like, if you have too much input, it's not yours anymore almost. It's not whatever it was authentically going to be before mm-hmm. the input. I know I've found, like, when I was writing more of fiction and doing less of the business side of things, it was hard for me to read work in the same genre I was writing because it trips me into this state of
comparison.
Yes, yes. It's like, well, they've written it and they've done it so much better and everybody loves this story and mine is so similar. Why do I, nobody's going to get value from this because it's out there and then it's done in a million different ways. And then I don't even have a unique angle to this anymore because it's, that whole self analysis of,
comparisonitis. Definitely.
It's like an illness.
Yeah. Well, no, and there's some, an author that, a well-known author that we know says that he never reads fiction because, partly for that reason, partly because he's too busy writing his own work and partly because he doesn't want to have it influenced by the work of others. And I know that, everybody has, like Coleman, your father, my husband is an author and he still enjoys reading other people's books and work on a regular basis. And it helps inform his writing from the standpoint of admiring and appreciating the craft mm-hmm. of writing as an art and the kind of, ways of doing it that appeal most to him. And that, so I think that it's
such
a fine
balance,
but I think that again, if you create your art, your art ends up creating you. I think if you continue creating from the inside out first and then tune into the world, sort of like the 80-20 rule.
Selectively. Which is so interesting too, because you never know what's going to affect you. So if you're overly selective too, then you're not allowing yourself to naturally be affected, because that's also an authentic part of what we have to experience.
Yeah, because we are.
It's so interesting. Well, you have to harmonize the whole input-output thing.
I think we're sitting here looking out at the woods, and a metaphor that I've used before that to me just gives a really great visual. And that is, the job of the trees is just to grow. It is just to grow. And in their growing, so that would be related to our creating our art, doing your craft, all the rest is taken care of. They just grow, and that creates the limbs and the leaves and the seeds and the fruit and the whatever else that then falls into the woods and fertilizes the ground, and that feeds the squirrels, and then the squirrels take care of the rest and the birds help.
Everyone does their part.
Everyone does their part, and it's all an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So in a way, we create our own ecosystem by the art that we create, the people that we network with, and the thoughts that we spend our time dwelling on or cultivating from the inside out. And our job as creators is to create daily. And in doing that, we are already helping to develop a kind of an ecosystem of creativity, yeah, of positivity, and pulling from the inside out through the love of art, mm-hmm, and artistry.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Okay.
And please let us know your thoughts, because it's a really big topic and there's so many opinions about art and the input output, and so many different artists have different unique ways of being open to input, having that input, and then directing it towards their art and their work. So we would love your comments and feedback.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.